Hello, and welcome to the Built Different podcast with Zach Clinton. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. While there, you can join in the conversation about this show. Just search for Built Different podcast in your internet browser. Here now is your host, Zach Clinton, on this edition of the Built Different podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to this edition of the Built Different podcast. I hope you all had a blessed weekend. Hope you guys are having a great start to your week. You know, I'm not sure where you're listening from, but man, spring has set in here in Lynchburg, Virginia. It's beautiful. We're finally moving away from the cold weather, and thankfully, we get to enjoy the nice warm temps. Guys, today I want to start off by asking a question. What are you willing to do, but more importantly, what are you willing to give up to be the best that you can be? And I'm really talking about every aspect of your life here. I'm talking physically, mentally, relationally, and spiritually. Quick story just to begin today. I remember going all the way back to my high school basketball days. You know, we really had this close-knit group of guys. I felt like we truly were, in the sense of the word, a family. You know, one thing about us, though, is that we definitely were not the most athletic group of guys. And there was only one person actually on the team that had the opportunity of playing college basketball at the next level. But meanwhile, we were playing teams that were absolutely stacked. I mean, I remember playing Carlisle School, who had Thon Maker, who at the time was the number one player in the nation. I remember playing teams like Paul VI and Cape Springs, who were both ranked in the top 25. So, I mean, we were playing against some of the best competition and talent in the entire nation. And here we are, just being this scrappy group of guys. And I look back sometimes to think, how in the world were we even capable of not only playing against some of those guys, but actually making those games competitive to the point of upsetting some of those top-notch teams? And the answer, honestly, goes back to this word that we want to talk about today, which is sacrifice. You know, we had to work our absolute rear ends off to have a shot against some of those teams. I remember every day we would show up to practice, me and my buddies and our teammates. All we'd want to do was work on offense, was work on shooting the basketball, was working on, you know, the next cool move or ball handling. And every single day, though, Coach Platt would have us do defensive slides, pack line defense. We'd practice taking charges. We'd do box out drills. We would work on a chest pass versus a bounce pass and these little fundamental things. And finally, we would end practice with these, what I like to call them is how bad do you want them drills, right? Where it's 1v1, you're going, you're diving for a loose ball to see who wanted the ball more. And that just showed Coach who was going to work a little bit extra, a little bit harder to get the ball. You see, we had to sacrifice, in our sense, our egos, our pride, our desires, our time, our efforts. And a big part of sacrifice that we've touched on just briefly in the past episodes is just being able to say, I'm going all in. You see, what kept us in a lot of those games, it wasn't our scoring abilities. It wasn't that we had better jump shots than the other team. It wasn't getting in these high-scoring affairs. But what kept us in the game was really just being able to slow the game down, to control the pace of play, to make the next right decision on the court, to do the extra nitty-gritty work, to take the charge on a fast break, to dive after a loose ball, to do the fundamental things extraordinarily well. You know, that, at the end of the day, is what kept us in. And what ultimately kept us in, too, were the long practices where our legs were on fire and we didn't even feel like we wanted to be there, because that just brought, in a sense, this burning and this fire within us to want it more. You see, Coach Platt knew what we didn't know as 17 and 18-year-old young men in those moments. He knew what it took when we didn't. So forget about what other people are thinking. Forget about the naysayers. Forget about the fear of failing. And just go all in and all out in your life today. And you see, that's what God wants from you specifically today as well. He wants you to give up your flesh, to die to self, to give up your desires and your way of life. And he wants you to go all in for this amazing and beautiful plan that he has set before you. Even when it's hard, and life seems so difficult and unfair, keep sacrificing your time. Keep sacrificing your effort and keep sacrificing your agenda. We always hear that his plan is perfect, yes, but that does not mean that it's always going to be pleasurable. John 10:10 reminds us that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full, or in some versions, have it more abundantly. So I challenge you today, if you're listening, to die to self, to sacrifice, to go all in, and to watch what the Lord has planned for your life. So live to the full. Live abundantly, my friend. What are you willing to do? But more importantly, what are you willing to give up to be the best that you can be? Sometimes it just takes that first step. Guys, today we're going to be hearing from one of my favorite speakers. Man, she brings the juice. She is so passionate. She's a speaker, an author, a podcaster, and the founder of SkipOne.org, Miss Shalene Bryan. Guys, you will not want to miss what she has to share about sacrifice, and that amazing interview will be coming up right after this short break.
We'll be right back with more after this.
Danny Gokey. Extraordinary Women Worship Experience is returning to Thomas Road Baptist Church in October. I'm Extraordinary Women host Julie Clinton, and I can't wait to see you along with our friends Demi Lee Tebow, Laura Story, Shalene Bryan, and more. Returning with praise and worship, Michael O'Brien. And music from Danny Gokey. Advance registration tickets, only $64. Order online at ewomen.net. That's ewomen.net. Demi Lee Tebow, Laura Story, Shalene Bryan, Danny Gokey, and more at the Extraordinary Women Conference.
Welcome back to the Built Different Podcast. Here's your host, Zach Clinton.
Miss Shalene, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm so happy to be here, Zach. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you very much. I'm stoked to be sitting with you. Anybody that knows you, and I want all of our listeners to know this about you, are one passionate woman, right? You got the juice, as they like to call it. So what I want to dive into today in this interview, two main things, sacrifice and God's faithfulness. Michelin, we're selfish beings. We love to gratify ourselves. We love to gratify our sinful nature. But what we really want to talk about today is how we can learn how to sacrifice. So what does sacrifice look like to you? How is it applied to your personal story?
Well, you know, being from California, Southern California, and growing up in L.A., getting into the entertainment industry when I was young. At 21, I interned for the Barbara Cameron Agency. Some of your listeners might know her kids, Kirk Cameron, Candace Cameron, Growing Pains Full House. And so I'm interning, and I'm at the set every week. Newly married, got married at 21. My husband and I have been married 30 years. Little shout out to Bryce.
Come on now.
And I still love you, honey. It's amazing. but back at 21, I was so Nebuchadnezzar, it was ridiculous, but I didn't even know it. You know, I was in Hollywood, I'm in this shark-infested waters where it's kind of, what have you done for me lately, you know? And obviously wasn't in the Word of God that can pierce your heart to actually show you what sacrifice is. Because let's be honest, the nails were not holding Jesus on that cross for me, right? Nails can't hold Jesus. It was his love for us that was holding him. It was a sacrifice he was making, right? And so here I am, you know, driving around in a BMW I can't afford, making payments I don't know, looking like I'm somebody I'm not, and I'm not sacrificing anything. I'm like, what can you do for me, and how can I crawl my way to the top? And God had to really do some business with me. Nebuchadnezzar says something that is so dangerous, right? He says, I am, and there's none besides me. And that is a dangerous quote, right? He says, I am, and there's none besides me. It's just like Rocka on his heart. Mm-hmm. And for me, growing up in Malibu, Beverly Hills area, that's sort of what it is.
Yeah.
And you almost want to attain it because what you hang out with, you become. Bad company corrupts good morals all the time. And it's just a sinking ship because you never can get enough. The million's not enough, then 2 million's not enough, then 3 million's not enough because your bills are 5 million, right? So it just doesn't matter because you're so out of whack. And so when I actually came to a saving knowledge of Christ, because for years growing up in the church, I had head knowledge about Jesus. I mean, I had hearsay knowledge about Jesus. But I was missing heaven by 18 inches from my head to my heart, you know. God says, Shalene, the demons believe in me. They believe in God and they shudder in freaking hell.
Right.
So it's not enough to believe in something. I could believe I want to lose weight and I'm going to go eat that buffet right now. You know what I mean? So it's not enough. Like God wants our heart. And if he didn't demonstrate sacrifice, what he did on the cross for me, what am I looking for? And so that example was something that I thought was just fire insurance for years. Like I'll say a little prayer. I'll even get baptized. But it would be like me telling you, I know Brad Pitt, but I don't know Brad Pitt and Brad Pitt doesn't know me.
That's right.
I know of Brad Pitt. Okay.
Yeah.
And for years, I think I knew of God and it's very dangerous because what comes to our mind when we think about God is the most important thing about us. And I believe that I was a counterfeit Christian because anything that's really precious, there's a counterfeit to it, right? I mean, when I was in my 20s, I wanted a Louis Vuitton bag like nobody's business, right? But when I found out they were $4,000, okay, I didn't have $4 in my account. And I had a friend go, oh, Shalene, I can get you one of those for $50 in the district downtown. And I'm like, done.
Take it.
Here's $50. I had to wait like 5 weeks and this bag shows up. And I remember looking at it and I was in my 20s, you know, and I'm thinking, it kind of looks like a Louis Vuitton.
Right.
And then it got closer and then I touched it and I'm like, ooh, this leather is different and that snap doesn't snap and there's red on the hand. What is this? So I call her up. I'm like, Shannon, this isn't a Louis Vuitton bag. And she goes, what did you expect for $50, right? And yet we also can do that with relationships where things that are precious like love and commitment can be counterfeit. Where we think because we can spout verses or we listen to great sermons or podcasts that we actually have a relationship with God when really it's just counterfeit. And I think for your listeners, that's the most dangerous thing we can be doing. It's a hearsay relationship with the creator of the universe who intimately wants to know you and sacrificed his life so that you could spend eternity in heaven. You know, people will say to me, Shalene, you know, why does a loving God, you know, have people go to hell? And I go, babe, we're already all going to hell. He's not sending us to hell. We're already going there. He showed up to save us from hell.
From it. That's right.
Yeah, loving God doesn't send us to hell.
Seriously.
It's like a ship going down and someone going, here's a lifeboat. You want to get on it? And you go, no, I'm good. So then you're going to go down with the ship.
Boom.
And so in spending time with the Lord, I'm talking about solitude, like getting my heart in such a place like that great 18th century pastor George Mueller, who was known for finding God's will for your life. Because isn't that what we all want? Like, God, I just want to be in your will.
Right.
Like, tell me what that is. I'll go to the God will store and I'll live there for a month if you need me to. Like, where is that store? You know? And I was reading, my husband actually was reading and he shared it with me about this 18th century pastor named George Mueller. And I memorized his quote because I realized how far I was from this mark at that time. And he's like, Shalene, you really want to know what God's, would you really want to know, Zach, God's will for your life? Like, Shalene, do you really want to know that? Where he'd want you to live and who he wants you to marry and what he wants you to eat and how many kids he really wants you to have? Or did you just get the boy and the girl and you stop? Like, do you really want to know? Do you really want to know? And so George Mueller says, in order to find out God's will for your life, you need to get your heart in such a place that it has no will of its own in regard to any given matter.
Wow.
Whoa. I'm like, wow. And so then you wonder why when God says to be still, you need to be still because you need to really check yourself. Do I have a hearsay faith? Am I a counterfeit Christian? And I just tattoo a cool verse on my arm and I've got a cross around my neck and I can quote some cool verses and I even believe in those verses.
Right.
But they're not a reality in my life.
Right. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Because what I think about when you're saying that is how a lot of people view Christianity as a religion, right? As a rule book, as you have to follow these certain things, but it's that personal relationship, like you're saying. And that verse, what is a profit a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul?
Amen. That's the most dangerous verse, right?
The most dangerous verse.
Yeah.
And we talk about this thing of sacrifice and giving something up. I think of Tom Brady, right? So big football quarterback. You obviously know Super Bowl winner. You're a big sports fan. Shout out to your daughter,
you know.
Brooke. Lacrosse, Liberty. Come on now. Tom Brady. But he said a while back, what are you willing to do and what are you willing to give up to be the best that you can be? You know, as we think about and discuss this term sacrifice even deeper, why is it so hard for us to not give things up out of our own possession? Why is it hard?
We're greedy. Yeah. We're just greedy. Yeah. It's like we are greedy. It's just folly is built up in the heart of a child, right? Yeah. Like it's just our sin nature. We're human. And more stuff begets more stuff begets more stuff. It's like, when is it enough?
Right. We always want more.
What's enough, right?
Right.
And so it's so important to open your hand. Like God can't even put in your hands what he really wants to give you because you're holding on to your stuff so tight because you think it's actually worth something that you can't get a drink of water if you were in the desert with your hands closed.
Right.
You need to cup your hands together. And he said, would you release that so I can actually put true riches? Because I own the cattle on 1,000 hills and I'm in the victory business and my ways are not your ways, Isaiah 55:8. And your thoughts, Shalene, are not my thoughts. So what you're saying, Shalene, and what you're doing is actually the opposite of what's going to give you great riches.
Exactly.
And what are great riches? Exactly. Like I'm 50 now.
Yeah.
And so I really don't need to suck up to anyone for a job or, you know, I don't need any more friends in my life. And I'm not trying to, I mean, I want heaven. I want real estate in heaven. Like that's my next big purchase, right?
Yeah.
Like I want to be known and know God. And it's something that just like a relationship in my marriage, I've been married 30 years because I'm intentional about it.
Exactly.
And I study my husband. And over those 30 years, since he was 23 to now 52, he's changed. And we've had two kids and things have happened. I just study my children.
Yeah.
I mean, because I love them and we need to be studying who God is. And the godmother of my kids is Candace Cameron. She's Blake's godmother. And she just came out with this amazing Bible called the One Step Closer Bible. And it's the Bible. It's the full-on Bible. But I think it's so powerful because people just need to take one step. Can you just get one step closer to God today? And she has this index in there that's like the coolest thing. Like usually an index is telling you where Matthew, Mark, Luke, John are. Like go to page 720 or something. This Bible is so cool because it'll say you're depressed, you're shameful, you just lost your job, your kid died. Like what is your issue? And then it's coded with the verses. So people can go there with the one step closer.
I
encourage anyone to get that, but also to give it to a friend.
Yes.
If you have a friend who you're trying to minister to, like go through that together, one step closer every day. And at the end of the year, you're never going to regret that.
Right.
It's like if you start working out and say you don't lose the 30 pounds you want to lose, you still are closer than where you were, right?
Yeah.
It's just like little steps in a new direction can get you facing a whole new way. And so it's exciting. And I feel like the Lord, especially in 2021, has given us resources and the ability to dive deeper. And the one thing I know is true that with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, that time is not going to be the reason you don't know God.
That's right.
The one thing those devices will show you at the end of your life. It was not because of time that you aren't closer to God.
That's dead on accurate. It is. And honestly, I mean, I think about that one step principle you're just talking about and getting one step closer. I think of it as, you know, if you're on a fence with God, you have all the sinful nature, all the ways of this world on one side. You have God and all his holiness and goodness and grace and obedience on the other. We're straddling the fence way too much, right? So many Christians are straddling it because we love the ways of this world. Like you're saying, we're these selfish beings, but also we want to grow in a relationship, but it's taking the baby steps. Cause the more you do something, the more you do something.
Right.
Saying yes to God one day, it'll be easier to say yes the next, right?
Right.
Say no to God one day, it'll be a lot easier to say no to God the next day. So we get this idea of if we give something up, we're not going to gain something from it. But that's the complete opposite, right, of Christianity. When we die to self, when we come to surrender of who we are as people, as a person, as a man, as a woman, God then can take us places that we can't even imagine, right? The unfathomable.
Right.
And that's where we serve a God who delights in impossibility. And that's where I want to talk about a certain level of commitment that bridges the gap between sacrifice and faith. Because the truth is, God isn't asking you to quit anything, right? Because he just wants to be in the midst of your pain. Mm-hmm. So many of my friends, former teammates come up to me and say, Zach, I can't be a Christian because I love what I'm doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to follow the rule book of the Bible, right?
Right.
Because God won't accept me because I'm not there yet. I'm not ready to give it up. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say to that person today?
Well, I think it's so amazing. I mean, that's just they don't have eyes to see or ears to hear right now,
yeah.
You know? And obviously, I love that they're coming and asking you about it,
yeah,
because whether you believe in God or not, even you listening right now,
yes,
you still have a conscience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Con meaning with, science meaning knowledge. With knowledge, I don't think anyone listening goes, yeah, I'm cool with going to hell.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone that steals something goes, oh, it's okay. They have a conscience, right?
That's right.
If I throw a baseball and break a window, mm-hmm, I don't need Jesus in my life to go, I should probably walk over and tell, mm-hmm, Mr., you know, Jones, I broke his window.
Yeah.
It's called a conscience. And so I find it interesting that when we want to stay in our sin, mm-hmm, I kind of respect your friends, I'll be honest, because
yes,
I am so sick of churchiness. Yes. You show up and frost a manure cake and think no one's going to cut into it at church, and it's pure crap.
Yes.
Because the Lord used the most ridiculous, foul, disgusting people,
mm-hmm,
to fulfill his promises on the earth. David,
right,
adulterer, murderer,
that's
Peter,
right,
and he ends up putting out, you know, for the church, the gospel making the foundation, Rahab, a prostitute.
Yes.
She didn't
that.
Have to come to the end of herself before God used her. And she makes the Hebrews Hall of Fame of faith.
Right.
Right? So I don't think that, mm-hmm, it's about us getting our act together,
exactly,
as much as us surrendering,
exactly,
to a God that's letting you breathe right now,
mm-hmm,
and that knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows before you rise and before you sit. So you can ignore him all day long. I mean, lions know to shut their freaking mouth when he says,
yes,
to. The waves listen to him. Seas part when he wants it to.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go with your bad self and tell me how that works out for you.
Right.
But that just breaks my heart,
mm-hmm,
because I feel like I have this cancer drug,
mm-hmm,
and I'm like, I'm not going to give it to you. You have cancer,
mm-hmm,
die of cancer. And,
mm-hmm,
we have this free will that,
mm-hmm,
God gives us. He's not going to make you a robot. You're right. You can go live and sin your whole life, die, because we don't know when that's coming. Whether you believe in God or not, 10 out of 10 people die,
mm-hmm,
right? And,
yeah,
the Bible talks about how our life is a vapor.
Mm-hmm.
We're just exiting here. You're here one moment, and you know someone who's gone. How many people do we know that died during COVID, right?
Yeah.
Everyone,
yeah,
knows people.
Yes.
And they were here, and then they're gone.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant was in a helicopter flying,
seriously,
over my house,
mm-hmm,
to go to the gym where my daughter works out, Mamba, right there in Newbury Park.
Yeah.
Him and his daughter, he would have never had his daughter in that helicopter.
Right.
He would have never if that was his expiration date.
Right.
So don't tell me you know when your expiration date is.
That's
but
right.
You're, it's stamped on you like a bottle of milk. You're going to expire one day.
Mm.
And so you need to do business with your soul, with your creator. And he says in Romans 10:9, right, if we confess our sins,
yes,
and all the sin is you're doing stuff opposite God. Your friends on the baseball team, they,
that's
might,
right,
not call it a sin, but they go, hey, I want to keep banging my girlfriend and doing the drugs.
Exactly.
So I don't really want to be with God.
Mm.
I kind of respect that more than the guy who goes to church,
mm,
and has the cross around his neck and is banging his girlfriend and doing the drugs.
Amen.
Like, don't mock God.
At least
like
be
God
authentic.
Goes, I would, right.
Yeah.
God said, I would rather, like, that grosses them out more.
Right.
And one of the worst compliments someone can give me is like they'll hear about my charity, Skip One.
Yeah.
Skip Something, Feed a Child. And
yes,
we build kitchens and put in wells all across the world because,
yes,
people skip a latte or a lunch or a pack, mm-hmm, of gum. And so it's just Skip One thing. And they'll say, oh my gosh, Shalene, that, mm-hmm, is so inspiring. You must be so religious.
Mm.
And I'm like, that is like the worst. They don't
That's
know.
The worst
That's
word
the
said.
Worst compliment.
Yes.
Because I am not religious. I have,
mm,
a relationship,
right,
with the God who lets me breathe.
Mm.
But the Bible is very clear. It says the religious leaders of the day. Those are the people that in the Old Testament would share, you know, they would read the scripture, right? They,
right,
the religious leaders. He goes, I tell you the truth. They will not inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Mm.
Wait, what?
Mm.
Think about that.
Yeah.
So he says, unless you have faith like a child, not a Bible scholar.
Right.
It's not about that. It's all about the relationship.
Mm.
And if you have any type of relationship in your life, a mom, a coworker, a sister, a brother, a wife, a husband, a child, you know that relationships, you have to invest in them.
That's right.
You're making, we all get 86,500 seconds or 400 seconds a day, right? Yep. And how are we going to invest those today? What are we going to invest them in? And so for me, that's something that the older I get,
yes.
And it's neat to see like you in this podcast and the producing that you're doing at such a young age, because I feel like I wasted some of my life chasing things that are worthless 100 years from now. And I had to get off of my 10-year plan, and that's what good businesswomen do, and I'm a businesswoman, so I've always liked to have that. Nothing's wrong with having dreams and goals, but instead start having a 500-year plan. Mm. And so when I'm making decisions on my 5- or 10-year plan, there's an arc umbrella over the top that's a 500-year plan. Like, is this making me deposits in the First National Bank of Heaven, or is this just making me deposits at Wells Fargo? And so it's a game changer.
Yeah.
And God says, and it's the only time too in the Bible that God says to test him is about money. And that's why he says, bring your whole tithe into the storehouse, right? He goes, and watch. And he goes, test me. He doesn't say, test me and see if I throw you into hell.
Right.
He doesn't.
Right.
He says it's about money, because he knew we were going to make too much about it and not sacrifice enough for it. Mm. Because in Proverbs, he goes, he who gives to the poor will lack nothing. And all you listeners, I'm assuming, are in America, most of you, and 1% of the world lives the way we do, and the rest of the planet's living on less than $2 a day. I mean, the reality is, if you slept in a bed last night and you had a roof over your head and you keep your clothes in what's called a closet, you are richer than 86% of the entire world population, and yet we run around saying we're broke, when really we're overfed, we're unconcerned, and we've got to skip that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And I love what you do through skip1.org.
I
really do. And I challenge our listeners, I'll bring it again up here at the end of the podcast, just to the call to action for all of our listeners to go to your page today. But man, I mean, what you do is so powerful. And it requires faith, though, to give something up. You know what I mean? It really does. And that's what I want to talk about here for a second. You wrote a book that was titled Ridiculous Faith.
Yes.
What an amazing title. The subtitle of the book is Experiencing the Power of an Absurdly Unbelievably Good God.
Yeah.
Shalene, how has God shown up in your life and remained faithful throughout?
Well, see, God is faithful. I'm not.
Yeah.
Right? And
exactly.
So that's the thing. I think I was so busy trying to become more faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And God goes, honey, you're not faithful.
Right.
It's me in you.
Right.
Like, I am faithful.
Right.
Now go with your bad self.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we take credit for so many things,
so many things.
And we give ourselves accolades and awards and things that God must laugh, you know?
Literally.
Like, okay.
Congrats.
Good for you. All right. Put a star on that. And I'm not saying it's not neat to accomplish things in life, but if the ultimate goal isn't for me to have people see through me to him, then what for? And so with Skip One, I think I would always hear people, especially in the entertainment world, and up-and-coming actors or people that were trying to make a name for themselves, say, when I get rich, when I make it in Hollywood, I'm going to be so generous. No, if you're not generous with a dollar, you're not going to be generous with $1 million. And so Skip One, and it's the number one, it's not O-N-E, it's skipone.org. It asks you to skip one thing once in your life for the sake of someone else that can never repay you. Skip a latte, a lunch, a pack of gum, wash your own car, a round of golf. The amount's irrelevant. And I go back to the widow with her mite, right?
Yeah.
God just looks at your heart. But I'm telling you is you can't outgive God. It's his money anyway. So watch how he multiplies that. And I have tested that in my life. And I am a living example that when you bring your whole tithe into the storehouse, he will multiply it. Because he is a good, good father. He
good.
Goes, if earthly fathers, if a son asks him for something, he's not going to give him a stone or a
right.
snake. So
right.
if an earthly father who's sinful will give his kids good gifts, what do you think I'm going to give you as the king of the universe? You can trust me with your little tithe.
Exactly. You can trust me.
You can trust me.
You can trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself is what it's all about. Because
right.
you're right. God is a good, good father.
Mm-hmm.
He is. Micheline, you are such a joy You have this infectious joy, I would say, and this love about you, though. You really do, to everybody that you come in contact with. And I'm so thankful to see this constant pursuit of Christ in and through you, and the wisdom that you've bestowed upon me and you've taught me over all these years and all these times we've gotten to sit down together. It has been just a true honor. But just in closing, ma'am, what's your word to the person out there that's just hurting? They're in pain. There's somebody that needs a little extra push, right? Or a motivation to do something, to change, maybe a fire lit underneath them. What's the quick message that God has placed on your heart for that person in this moment to close us out today?
Well, I think it's just, remember that God doesn't bring you into the storms or the pits or the trials to engulf you. Right. It's to actually reveal who he is to you. Because when things are good and there's tons of money in the bank account, you're healthy, the guy you date and loves you, your kids are perfect, they're getting straight A's, they make the honor roll and they're the president of their school, there's not a need for the Lord. Yeah. See, I'm not worried that anyone listening is going to fail at anything in life. Right. We are the 1% that get to live in the land of opportunity. Mm-hmm. My fear is you're going to succeed at something that doesn't matter.
Amen. And that's powerful in itself, ma'am. Thank you so much. For sharing that, because you're right. We want to be people who are built different on the solid foundation that Christ offers for us, right? And being good at the things that matter, which are fulfilling the duty that Christ has bestowed us on this earth to fulfill.
Right.
Ms. Shalene, to everybody, I want you guys to go out and to learn more about her and her ministry. So if you would go to www.skip1, that's the number, one.org, or www.shalenebryan.com. Ms. Shalene, thank you so much for your time and
thank
for your
you,
heart.
Thank you, Zach.
Man, what a powerful interview with Ms. Shalene Bryan. I tell you what, as we talk about sacrifice, about being faithful, it has nothing to do with what we can do, right? It's not about our faith. The Bible wasn't written to brag on or to talk about all of these Bible characters and their faithfulness to God. But no. The Bible was written to show us the faithfulness of God to us in our own lives. So even in the good and in the bad, God remains the same. God is our constant. And I think another word that Ms. Shalene brought about during that interview that resonates with the term sacrifice or going all in was commitment. Can you be committed to the process? There's that commitment piece which bridges the gap, I'd like to say, between sacrifice and faith. So I challenge you today and every day, be committed to giving something up to be a better version of yourself in every aspect of your life. So thankful for Ms. Shalene. To find out more about her, you can visit her website at skip1.org. It's an amazing ministry. I challenge every single listener to go in and to look her up there. But also, make sure you guys stick around as we're going to have a very special house call from my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, coming up right after this short break.
We'll be right back with more after this.
Danny Gokey. Extraordinary Women Worship Experience is returning to Thomas Road Baptist Church in October. I'm Extraordinary Women host Julie Clinton, and I can't wait to see you along with our friends Demi Lee Tebow, Laura Story, Shalene Bryan, and more. Returning with praise and worship, Michael O'Brien, and music from Danny Gokey. Advance registration tickets, only $64. Order online at ewomen.net. That's ewomen.net. Demi Lee Tebow, Laura Story, Shalene Bryan, Danny Gokey, and more at the Extraordinary Women Conference.
Welcome back to the Built Different podcast. It's time for a house call. This segment features professional counselors in our circle answering one of your questions.
Welcome to House Call on this edition of the Built Different podcast. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton. Our question this week is, Dr. Tim, why is it so hard to give up or let go of my sinful behavior? I love the Lord, hate the sin, but I can't seem to stop acting on it. What should I do? I think it's important, first of all, to step back and understand what's happening here. Let me go to the issue of sports for a moment. In sports, we try to help athletes develop muscle memory. In other words, repeatability. We want to be able to do the same behavior over and over again with effectiveness. And we do that by practice, practice, practice. That's the same concept of what's going on in your life for good and, by the way, for bad. In other words, if I keep practicing the same behavior over and over and over again, it develops a muscle memory. It develops a pattern in my life that's repeatable and that's hard to break. If you can see that framework just for a moment and then understand often it's fulfilling or meeting a need in my life that's going unmet or unchecked, then you can begin to understand why it's become so powerful in your life. John Eldridge and Brent Curtis in their book Sacred Romance said this. They believe that these kind of patterns or addiction in your life represents the most powerful psychic enemy to our relationship with God, and I'll add others in our lives. In other words, it's what I turn to instead of those relationships to meet needs or emptiness or longings inside my own life. Now, what am I going to do? Let me add a verse of scripture to help you understand this a little bit more spiritually. 1 John 5:21 says, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols." In the Bible, this is known as idolatry. And we know that God's a jealous God. He hates it when we give ourselves to things other than our relationship with Him. Stopping the behavior? In my mind, it means this. It means retraining your heart or your mind. In other words, developing new repeatability in your heart and mind. It means owning what's going on. It means, again, developing new patterns or relationships that actually meet the needs that are going unmet in my heart. Best thing to do if you can't get it to stop, reach out and find someone who can help you, a pastor, a counselor, a trusted friend. They can give you strength and help you develop new repeatable patterns that lead to new life. For this edition of House Call on the Built Different podcast, I'm Dr. Tim Clinton.
Hey everyone, to find out more about my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, you can go to www.drtimclinton.com. As always, thanks for joining me on this episode, and we'll see you next time on the Built Different podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Built Different podcast with Zach Clinton. As we close today, we want to remind you about the upcoming Waymaker World Conference. This world premier Christian counseling event will be held in Orlando, Florida, September 15th through September 18th. Over the last 14 years, the World Conference has sold out with nearly 7,000 counselors, coaches, pastors, chaplains, and more, representing all 50 states and over 40 countries. To find out more, go to worldconference.net. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Be sure to join us next time for another edition of the Built Different podcast with Zach Clinton.